In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. We are about now to enter into the Lenten and Paschal season, in which we celebrate the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ has blurred the lines of death and life, indeed has destroyed the boundary between life and death. By his death, he has destroyed death by death, as we sing in the Paschal season, that death no longer holds man captive, that we believe not simply in the fact of eternal life in some sort of Eastern religious way, but in fact Christ has taken on the human dilemma and problem and crisis of death and transformed it into Passover, transformed it into Pascha, transformed it into a translation from life to life. On this day, we remember the departed and we pray for them, which disturbs some people. But again, in Christ, we do not see so clearly the difference between the living and the departed, because he has opened the gates of paradise. You look at the icons, as we say, these are not pictures of dead people, but of those who live. They live in Christ. They're alive in him. They worship and glorify God in the heavenly church. We believe in the fact that the church is not simply a human organization like any other corporation, but indeed there is an earthly realm of the church, and there is a heavenly reality. And again, those lines between heaven and earth and heaven, are open and available to us. People say, what's the point of praying for the dead? The answer to that would be, what's the point of praying, period? In other words, when I ask you to pray for me, and you ask me to pray for someone or for yourself, we don't assume on what that means, on what we're accomplishing. We're not keeping score. We don't know how God sees our prayers. We offer and we let God decide. In the same way, when we pray for the departed, we're not accounting merits on their behalf. We're not accumulating some kind of a score. We're just offering prayer because it's a matter of Christian love. To love is to remember, as Father Schmemann always said, Father Alexander Schmemann. And he also said this in his book for the season, Great Lent. He said, in Christ there is no difference between living and dead, because all are alive in him. He is the life, and that life is the light of man. Loving Christ, we love all those who are in him. Loving those who are in him, we love Christ. This is the law of the church and the obvious rationale for her prayer for the dead. We look at a human life that has an alpha and omega point, has a beginning and end, birth and death. In that time, a person, if they are a believer, they pray to God. People pray for them, pray on their behalf. And we believe that at that point of death, when people say, well, that's it, that's the end of the line, that God is greater than death, and that he can hear and receive all the prayers that are prayed from after the point of death and apply them to the life of the person on this earth and make his own judgment, because indeed he is the just judge. And so God is not limited by human death, by the line of demarcation of human biological passing. And so we pray. And so we offer our prayers and we let God decide. We let God be God. We make no human arbitrary decision. Well, now the person's dead. There's nothing else we can do. There's nothing in the Word of God about that. There's nothing in the Scripture that says that is the end of existence or the end of heavenly and earthly communication. And so we offer, we pray, we love, we believe the church indeed has its heavenly arm, its heavenly realm, which is far greater, far more vast, far more numerous than the earthly church, and that indeed it is important it is that we pray for the departed. Indeed, the heavenly church prays for us, and they intercede for us, and indeed, we need more their prayers far more than they need ours. But we offer an exchange of love, an exchange of belief, an exchange of trust, that God hears all prayer, that God remembers, and when we pray eternal memory, we're for the departed, we're praying not simply that we would remember indeed, but that the Lord would remember them and remember us all in his love and grace and mercy. Through the prayers of all the departed ones and blessed, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.